Vintage silicon and accidental surveillance systems stories from the depths. Macklett appeared twice in Saturday's feed. Alongside Rust Glancer, his post on Zig's EO threaded mechanism drew attention for its accessible explanation of a genuine design achievement. A way to write straightforward sequential-looking I/O code that executes asynchronously without the cognitive overhead of callbacks or explicit thread management. An essay by Odin programming language designer Ginger Bill, "Everyone says assembly is untyped. Everyone is wrong," made a substantive argument hiding behind a provocative headline. Assembly instructions do encode type information implicitly, whether an operation treats its operand as a signed integer, unsigned integer, or float is determined by the instruction chosen. That constitutes a type system enforced by hardware behavior rather than a compiler, and the insight has practical implications for how higher-level languages should design their inline assembly interfaces. The security story of the day was striking in its particulars. A researcher writing as Lena documented how they accidentally ended up logging hundreds of thousands of phone calls to U.S. military bases through a quirk of the E-164 ARPA reverse DNS system, the infrastructure that maps phone numbers to international routing endpoints. An administrative oversight had left certain military numbers pointing to an endpoint the researcher could observe. The disclosure was described as handled responsibly. But the underlying finding that routing infrastructure for calls to military installations could be manipulated by someone with access to the relevant DNS records is, as the Hacker News comments carefully noted, the kind of result that warrants serious institutional attention. Cloudflare published a technical write-up documenting a remote variant of the Spectre speculative execution attack against its workers' edge compute environment, including specific timing measurements and attack code, alongside the mitigations applied. The security research community noted the value of the disclosure posture, being transparent about a mitigated vulnerability class rather than quietly patching it. And then there was the Z80. Released in 1976 and designed by Federico Fagan and Masatoshi Shima after they left Intel, the processor powered the TRS-80, the ZX Spectrum, and the early CP/M machines. It is, genuinely, still in production and still being integrated into new embedded control designs, where its deterministic behavior, extreme reliability track record, and 50 years of documented behavior make it preferable to more powerful but less understood alternatives.